flu virus då?
But it was already a flu. Amen. It was already a flu. Hear me. Glory. Act of Apostles chapter 2. You can't take it away. Amen. Verse 16. I'll just rush down to 16. He said, but this is that which is spoken by the prophets. Hallelujah. This is that. Now Peter was explaining their experience and he read it from scriptures. Hallelujah. He read their experience, their encounter, and he taught it from scripture. And we said, any experience of a man that can't be taught through scripture is not the experience of God's day. Is that what I'm saying? Okay, so we began looking at God's day, right? The Lord's day. And we said the Lord's day, which is the last day, is not talking about rapture. You know, for those of us who have been around, there's two things I want to say at the same time. First of all, those of you who are walking by, don't walk in front of you. This is a nice show. Over here,
I kept seeing that. While I was not around, I was watching everything happening. I think you're talking about it.
Amen. Okay, for those of us who have been around, I showed us that the believer is in God's day, right? We said it's the Lord's day, right? It's the last day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we began looking at the Lord's day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So in Matthew 12, Jesus was writing or was teaching about the Lord's day. And look at what he said in Matthew 12 verse 9. In Matthew 12 verse 9, look at what he said. Glory to God. In Matthew 12 verse 9, he said, and when he had this baptized then, he went into the synagogue and said, and behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Lord's day? Can we say it like that? Right? Is it lawful to heal on the Lord's day? Or you put the word Sabbath day. Sabbath day there, you said it's not a day in the week. No. Sabbath day there is the Lord's day. Right? The day of the Lord. And we say that is the day of deliverance, the day of God's salvation. Hallelujah. The day of the union, the day of the indwelling. Hallelujah. But look at what Jesus did. Look at what happened. Now, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? And that they might accuse him. And Jesus said to them, what man shall there among you that shall have one sheep and he falls into the pit on the Sabbath day? You have just one sheep and that one alone falls into the pit on the Sabbath day. Will you not lift it out? How much more is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore, it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath day. And Jesus said to him, stretch forth thy hands. And he stretched forth his hand, and he restored whole like the other. Now, Jesus now performed a miracle on the last day. Hallelujah. Miracles are pointers to God's miracle in salvation. Hallelujah. Remember we said, Adam in Genesis 1:26, put it this way, Adam in Genesis, which is Adam as a man, is different from the Adam in Genesis 1:26. Are you following me? Adam was not made in the image of God. Rather, Adam was made so that he would come into God's image. Hallelujah. So God's image is God's destination for a man. God's image is God's destination for a man. What is God's image? God's image, the word image there, if you bring it to 2 Corinthians, it refers to Jesus as the image of God. So therefore, what God's plan is, God's destination for man is to be in Christ. That's why Paul will say, if any man be in Christ. Okay, before you get to 2 Corinthians 5, let's look at 2 Corinthians 4. It calls the image Christ. Because Christ, who is the image of God? Now he now gets to chapter 5. That's if any man be in Christ. Is it if any man be in the image? Hallelujah. Is that Genesis 1:26? It's a new creature. Hallelujah. So man's destination is to be in the image of God. That is God's plan for every man. Hallelujah. Now he calls that So when he gets to Jesus, or put it this way, every miracle points to God's miracle in salvation. What is God's miracle in salvation? When a man gets born again, he is restored back to God's image. That is how man is supposed to be. So healing, as we say, healing means to restore it back to how it is supposed to be. Okay, you know what I mean? Healing is what? Restoring it back to how it is supposed to be. How is man supposed to be? In the image of God. So healing is the best pointer, or the best pointer to what happened in salvation. Because in salvation, man is restored back to God. Man is now in God's image. Hallelujah. That is healing. So when Jesus does healing, Moses does healing, they were pointers to salvation path. So healing are pointers to salvation path. Okay, you hear me? Healing are pointers to salvation path. That God man wants men see. Hallelujah. Okay, you hear me? So when the healing takes place, it's that pointer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. So God will still heal bodies. Hallelujah. God will still heal bodies. Why will he heal bodies? Because he's business. He does healing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is this business? He does healing. God heals. God heals. God doesn't want any pain. God doesn't want anyone in sickness. God doesn't want you spending your money on sickness. He wants you well. Hallelujah. So he tells the Pharisee in that multitude that faith. He tells the multitude that is this man not better than she? How come he can't get healed? Hallelujah. So that means in God's Sabbath, you have healing pointing to him. Miracles. Miracles. Hallelujah. Miracles. All of Jesus' miracles, he does miracles and then he points it to the miracle of salvation. All of it. Watch all the miracles Jesus did. All of them. They will be pointers to salvation facts. All the miracles. In John 2, miracles I'm getting to healing too. Both healings. Healing is a miracle. Hallelujah. In John 2, he was in the wedding feast. And they told him they had no wine. Man was without the Spirit. And what did he say? My hour is not yet come. What is his hour? Not hour for miracles, hour for salvation. Because in God's salvation, man will receive the new wine, which is the Spirit. Hope you are saying it. Hallelujah. Miracles. Miracles. Someone asked the question, does God still do miracles? Practically, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God still does miracles. Miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God still heals bodies. Hallelujah. How many of you have ever seen a healing miracle before? How many of you have witnessed a healing miracle before? For yourself or for someone around you. You've witnessed a healing miracle before. You know what? Because you've seen it before, God can still do it again. If you believe God for a miracle before and you saw it, let me see your hands. God can still do it again. Hallelujah. God can still heal you again. Because the healing Jesus. Hallelujah. Is a healing Jesus. Is a healing Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at in Acts of Apostles chapter 3. The disciples were on their way to the gate, to the temple in the hour of prayer. And they got to the gate called Beautiful. They saw a guy who was crippled from his mother from bed. And what did Peter say? Peter said, "Silver and gold have I not, but what will have we give?" Say, "In the name of Jesus, stand up and walk." Hallelujah. Rise up and walk. And they lifted him up and he stood up. Miracles still happen. Hallelujah. Miracles still happen. And the man stood up and began to walk. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when it comes to miracles, I want to take some things, not that I wrote I would like to say something that said to us years back. Miracles, in the workings of miracles for the recipient, faith, your faith should be acting and not passive. I like to put it that way. Someone asked me one time, why do you tell people to do what they couldn't do before? Because that is faith. You begin to do what you couldn't do before. Jesus was done healing the 10 lepers. What did he tell them? Go show yourself to NCDC. Hallelujah. Go show yourself to NCDC. Go show yourself to the priest. Because if you don't show yourself to the priest, you will not enter the city. It's just very simple. Hallelujah. It's active. Go show yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Jesus still heals. You know when it comes to healing, wait for him. When it comes to healing. So I'm going to have a section on healing school in January. And it will run for 5 weeks. Healing school. Hallelujah. In the land. We're going to have healing school. Hallelujah. For 5 good weeks. Healing. For, you know, and diseases will be healed. Hallelujah. Diseases will be healed. Sicknesses will check out by the power of the Holy Ghost. And it will happen tonight. Ha ha. It will happen tonight. Amen. You will see it tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, there's something that looks like faith that is not faith. I heard this from E.W. Kenyon years ago, but I didn't understand it, but I heard it again from Pastor Shegun, which is my pastor. When I heard it again, I said, oh, this was what E.W. Kenyon was saying. It looks like faith, but it's not faith. It's called mental assent. Many people have it. It looks like faith, but it's not faith. It's just mental assent. I believe. And tomorrow, you know, when you have faith for healing, there are some things you don't see. This is my sickness, so you don't say things like that. What is yours comes to you. Hallelujah. Those of people say, this is my sickness. No, it's not your sickness. This my sickness is actually possessed. It's not yours. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You begin to change your world. I'm healed. Hallelujah. So, I said there's something that looks like faith that is not faith. It's called mental assent. Many people sometimes, many people have that. Somebody is telling somebody, I believe. And they make it say, I believe. No. Eva, no. Faith is active. Hallelujah. It's active. Not passive. It's active. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Active. Very active. Very active. Very active. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Very active. So that means, just like Peter, so that guy had to get up with him, he says, stand up and go. Jesus will say, take up your mat and go. Active. Hallelujah. So, you have to act on it. I love how Papa Hegel will define faith. He says, faith is acting on God's word because it is faith. Acting on God's word. So you are acting on God's word. You are taking a leap from God's word. What it says. You believe it and you act. Hallelujah. I remember one time like that. It was this sister who was having some issues with liver. Having liver issues. And we were having a series there. We used to have that series. We stopped that for a while. But for a reason. We usually call it atmosphere for liberation. So then we usually have three main services. We have CRC, we had Atmosphere for Liberation in the middle of the year, and then we also now have our December midlife. That's what we call Believers Convention. Hallelujah. So during Atmosphere for Liberation, we were done like this. So during Atmosphere for Liberation, it's only healing for 3 days. It's just, we're not teaching anything but healing. So within the first 2 days, we use 2 days to teach and to do healing, and then on the third day, we go out. So the first 2 days, we didn't have anyone physically who was sick. So when I was asking, who is sick among us? So someone else had a sister or a friend like that, or a family friend, who was sick and had a liver issue. And I told him, let's go. And we went. I was on teaching the sister, then I'll teach you faith. I don't believe you know. That's what I used to. I'll teach you faith. I thought, when I was on teaching, and I said, thing. You're going to keep the right confession. Hallelujah. So we laid hands on her. I laid hands on her and then I drew her off her feet. She couldn't walk. She's having liver issue plus father's issue was, they said she was sick herself. So I drew her off her feet and I told her, let's walk. Her legs were swollen. This one was not swollen, but there we're going to walk. Faith in the name of God's word. And God was saying, okay. So she began to walk. While she was walking, the babies were still there, but she believed God. Hallelujah. And while we walked, the baby began to shout. Thank God, the pains are gone. You know, when she set out to walk, the pains, we still felt the pains. But she began to shout. She was happy. She could walk. Those brothers were just joining our meeting for the first time. They came for atmosphere for liberation for the first time. So, their family friend, they danced for a miracle and they were so happy. But they became part and parcel of us. The parents, everybody, that is one thing that miracles do. People will come together. People will come to watch, right? It's the best time for you to minister. We're going to deal with that. That will be tomorrow. Amen? Because part of what you will catch as you live here. I told us, pastor, we are here. Told us. And there will be special miracles in the land. Hallelujah. And you must not. And as I was starting off the year with willing meetings. Amen. Willing school. That's how I was starting with willing school. Because God is working things in the land special. Hallelujah. So this sister, after everything, after like 2 days, the brothers came back to tell me that, man, you needed to see this sister's leg. It is all fine and normal. And the swelling off is gone. So me, I went and I saw her. She was, if they told that sister had swollen legs on a Saturday, they wouldn't believe it. But by a Tuesday, she was normal. So she just kept telling me, oh, thank God, thank God. And I told her, you must keep your faith confession. All the time, it is act. Keep your faith confession. And I usually will say some funny things then, but I wouldn't want to say it today. Hallelujah. Amen. They keep it up. Keep it up. Keep saying and healing. So that happened after, I guess, a week or thereabout. Those things now came back again. Her leg wasn't swollen, but those things came back again. What do you think she would have done? Has she seen healing before? So she could trust, she had the ability to trust God for healing again, right? So what was she supposed to do? Keep her faith confession, right? I'm healed. God's power is working in me like I told her to do. Or she began to shout, I don't die. You know that kind of shout? Yee! I don't die. You. Ah! I don't die. No, she was shouting. That's not faith. You are responding to the situation. Faith is, it doesn't matter what happens, I respond to God's word. Hallelujah. Respond to God for you. Believe it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. On a particular day, Jesus was on his way to the house of Jairus. And there came a woman with the issue of blood. What did she say? If I but touch the hem of his garment, faith has a thought. If I touch for the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And what did she do? Jesus had faith. Your confession will always bring around your solution. That sounds like you're not. But you know, I'm not good at that. Hallelujah. Amen. But she was saying it. If I touch the hem of his garment, she had heard about Jesus. So faith will respond to information. She heard about Jesus and she said, if I touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made well. And one day Jesus came to town. She didn't sit down and say, No, she went. Hallelujah. She went and she touched. Glory to God. And she was made whole. Hallelujah. Tonight, we receive healing for ourselves. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. See, when it comes to healing, don't be too critical about the songs you sing. You know, some people are like that. I said, no, this one is not in him reality. Amen? Amen? It is in Jesus' is here in his glory. He is here tonight. You say, Jesus is in me now. What is this here? He has been over critical. Just flow. Hallelujah. Say, he's here tonight. Say, he's here. Some people now use word man. Say, Jesus is in me. In his glory. They say, he's here. You are thinking he's in me. Then so, flow like that. Same Jesus is in me, in his power. He is in me today, in his glory. He's in me today. And is it? He is here. Come on, he's here.
He's here.
Hallelujah. He's here.
He's here.
I feel like laying hands on someone to see something. No, hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. I saw something when I walked inside. I knew that they are healing. I've not said this. I'm not used to saying it. But you know, I always know when it's time for it. There are signs and things that I see. Hallelujah! Supernatural signs that I see. And I saw them as I came here. And I knew that healing would come. I just. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just. Whenever I see that, I know. You know, it's the signing of spirit. Amen. Jesus is here.
Jesus is here.
In his power. See, not just you sitting down here. Men that are close to you who are sick will be here tonight.
Amen.
Let me let you know again. Yeah? They will. This room is flooded. That is what I'm trying to say. It's flooded. This room is flooded with healing rain. It depends on how many do you need. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Not psyching, I'm telling. So that's what I saw. Glory to God. And I know healings will take place. In their numbers. In their numbers. In their numbers. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Healings are taking place. You know, even those who are not close to you, who are not here right now, who you are trusting God for their healing, you know what? You know, we can pray into things and you take it back, right? Right? But you know, what the centurion servant did, when he said, Lord, speak your word, right? And my servant will be healed. You know it can happen. You don't necessarily need to carry anything back. You will receive the healing here, and the person will be healed here. Right now! Hallelujah. Right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I said this one day to someone in a meeting, a believer's meeting, so I was just called upon to handle the healing section. Just sharp, sharp. And I called someone and said, by revelation, I do that with a ruler. I just by revelation, I called some places around her and I said, go right now. Don't tell you anything. Just they are healed as I speak. Go right now and call and confirm. I went out, take the call and came back and was praying. It's the power. Because I knew what I saw before I told her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
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 Amen. Say power day.
Power day.
Power day here.
Power day here.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
And we'll be healed. Amen.
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 And you know what? There's a way the stream is going to flow. It will flow. Is it a believer's convention? As we are like this, just speak in tongues. As I'm teaching, just speak in tongues under your breath. The healing will flow from within us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To flow from within us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is here. In the same ability that I would have laid hands, you also do. I will also see. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Okay. Pray in tongues. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, before you forget, oh, so sorry. Let's give. Let me. That was our outstop. Before you heal anything, you give. Amen. All I'm on this, then I'm on this. Okay. Over given. Amen. Amen. So let's pray now. Honor your prayer. You are here and you are sick personally. All I do. Let me see your hand. Personally, you need healing for your body. Let me see your own self for your body. Okay. Leave it. Laid hands on. If there are things you couldn't do before, begin to practice them. Begin to practice them now. Begin to practice them now. Begin to look at those things. Begin to check it. Check yourself. Check yourself. Check yourself. Hallelujah. Check it out. Check it out. Oh, glory to God. Healing spirit is working everywhere. The healing power is working everywhere. It's the healing God, the healing God is healing everywhere. Don't mind me, I'm doing my own thing. The healing power He's working everywhere.